747 at WGCL. That's not our aircraft size. That's just what time it is. Big Show Friday. There's the venerable Chuck Crabb riding shotgun as always.
Yeah, just enjoying immeasurably.
Hey, yep. Sun's up. Big weekend on tap. And here's your buddy Joe Smith. Hello, Smitty. Oh, and of course I didn't hit the right button. Well, my perfect game was ruined at 747 on Friday morning. I thought I had you patched in. Now you're patched in, aren't you?
I'm patched in, I think. Chuck patched in? I know he's patched in.
He's right here with shotgun. You.
We've had a busy morning, Joe, and a busy IU weekend that we just went through. But we also know it's Friday night. Friday Night Lights and all the locals are in action on the gridiron. Plus, we've had a busy week of North and South. Tell us everything we need to know.
Well, plain and simple, good start, score points, and win. Matter of taking those in order and taking care of opportunities that might fall their way tonight for Scott Bless's North Cougs. They travel to Terre Haute North for 7:30 Conference Indiana action. Dave Novak joins me for the kick. It's 7:30 Chalk Talk with Coach Scott at 7. As the Maroon and Gold look for win number one, Patriot quarterback senior Nick Barrett is due back after serving a two-game suspension, but Ben Friel nor Hedy Shirani in offense in dire need of points for the Northsiders and consistency. That's really hurt in this 0-4 season to date. Getting receivers Dylan McCullough and Jordan McCoy involved and into the end zone key as well, and I think that's something that will get focused tonight right from the get-go. We'll involve the Cougars with their passing attack and see how that goes tonight. Meanwhile, fourth-ranked South's defense will get a test at Southport tonight, a couple of 2-0. Conference Indiana 11s at Perry Stadium at 7 o'clock. Panthers have won three straight. Panther D has allowed only 33 points the last 14 quarters, while the offense has outscored their opponents 71-26 in second halves of games, and a lot of that due to the second half effort they had in that blowout win against Bloomington North last weekend. Edgewood will shoot for its first. They play at 2-2 South Putnam later tonight at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere, Northview at Owen Valley. Southside Homeschool visits Brown County at Daly Field in Nashville. Second-ranked Class A Linton is home to Windless Springs Valley. And top-ranked Class A Lafayette Catholic will host Eastern. Those T-Birds fly into Lafayette tonight, 7:30, a pair of 4-0 clubs having at it this evening. Well, if you're keeping count, north-south-wise, dating back earlier in the month and this week, it is South 4-2 over North in fall sports head-to-heads. 3-1 this week as the 12th-ranked South Soccer Panthers of Kevin Sparks completed the soccer sweep last night with a 3-0 win over Sean Marler's Cougars at the North Soccer Park. Ben Yeagley scored once in each half, and Nate Sapal also scored as the Panthers moved to 9-1. Ben, of course, the son of IU head coach Todd and former Panther alum, has 5 goals this week, 8 on the year after scoring 3 earlier this week against Franklin Central. So the young Mr. Yeagley dialed in. The Panthers, by the way, sealed the Conference Indiana Tourney semifinal berth in the process as they remain knotted with North and Terre Haute South atop the West Division. The South Braves have accounted for the Panthers' lone loss this season. Elsewhere, the Lighthouse Christian Academy boys and Shoals game was not reported. Other Thursday night action, Carly Bennett, the goal, Taylor Thomas had 12 saves. Edgewood blank Brown County 1-0. Austin Tucker's girls are just a win away from the WIC title game if they beat Cascade Monday night at home. Meanwhile, Carl Salzman's fellows already in the WIC title game coming up next Saturday for the Mustangs after they beat Northview 4-1 on Wednesday night. On the hardwood in volleyball, South won its 14th, beating Owen Valley in 3 straights games on the home court last night. Ashley Elliott, 22 assists and 12 digs. Aaron Adam had 11 kills. South learning yesterday that they won that three-way tiebreak that gives them now the top seed to defend its Conference Indiana title next week. North won at 5 at Martinsville last night. Jade Vasquez, 45 assists. Julia Wood, 27 digs, and Haley Stoltz had 15 kills. Disney Brownenberg's crew back even at 7-7 on the year. LCA's game at Crystal House was not reported overnight. In golf, a career best for Courtney Grimes of 39 as North beat Indian Creek by 20 8 shots out of the cage. They played the Pine Chorus. Lydia Quinn up south was team medalist for the Panthers. She shot a 48 in a loss to Martinsville at Fox Cliff. On the tennis courts, Jasper Nudge south 3-2. Connor Shapiro, Thomas Joyce, 1-1 and 3 singles. The Panthers dropped to 5-5. Doug Gould's Edgewood Mustang fellows are having a pretty good week. They beat White River Valley 3-2 Thursday night as the one doubles team of Noah Brooks and Tyler Lund won 6-love, 6-1. Don't forget Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, following our Cougar hopeful road win tonight in Terre Haute. That will be joined in progress after our game. Don't forget again, Chalk Talk at 7, kickoff at 7:30, Carl Riddle Stadium at 7:30. The Cougars on the airwaves against Terre Haute North.
Busy, 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 busy days.
And night.
And night. And we got a busy day tomorrow. We got doubleheader college football, 3 o'clock, starting with Alabama Ole Miss.
A couple of headliners, don't we?
Ohio State, Oklahoma. All four teams ranked in that battle, Chuck. That'll be
pretty
big one.
You told me that earlier in the week that Oklahoma underdog in this one at home for the first time in how many years?
2,000.
2,000 years or
2,000
since the year 2000?
Both. It could be both. Since the year 2000. So Ohio State, very good. Colts in Denver, 3:30 pregame on Sunday. Boy, T.Y. Hilton snuck onto the injury report yesterday.
Yeah,
that wasn't good.
Yeah.
So we'll hope he...
Last thing they need, they got to shore up that secondary for sure.
Oh, man, do they ever.
Cubs clinched the division last night. They didn't even need to win.
Man,
Cardinals fell
late. Thank
you,
Johnny Cueto.
Former
he
Red.
Takes care of the birds last night with a nifty little five-hitter, route-going effort, 7 strikeouts for Johnny.
That wasn't a question of how the Cubs were going to clinch it. It was when. they weren't coming back from this deficit of 15 games or whatever it is. Congratulations, Cub fans, on the division title. Joe will get caught up at 8:45. We'll talk about the busy IU weekend going on and get caught up on some of the results from last night and earlier in the week.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, we'll do it. We'll see you at 8:45.
Sounds good.
All right. Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 on a Friday morning. 8:47 at WGCL. Julie Warren, say hello to Joe Smith, will you please? Let's see if I've hit his button correctly this morning. If I hit your button here in part 2?
I think you did.
Yeah, you're
all
here.
All right. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Julie.
How are you?
Keep glass happy
I'm
now.
I'm trying, man. It's hard today.
I'm not relying on society to keep me happy.
No.
That's for sure. That's just
friends.
Silly.
We always have something to talk about, though, when it comes to sports.
We do, and it's a lovely distraction from the reality, which
yes,
is life.
Is.
And we've got a big football game tonight that we know about, North and North, taking place. And a big weekend for Sherry Dunbar Cruzan's volleyballers. I'll be on the site on Saturday, but they get started tonight, Joe, and they've been off to a flying start.
Well, after 2 straight weeks on the road, the Hoosier Volleyball Queens, 9-1, back at UGym, hosting the Hoosier Classic starting tonight against Arkansas State. Then it's IUPUI at noon Saturday, followed by the Cleveland State finale at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. All a tune-up to the Big Ten, which Indiana will host the opener midweek Wednesday next week at 7 o'clock against Northwestern, and then it's off to Purdue. You know, we talked about the two team captains, senior Megan Tallman, recently went over the 3,000 career assist mark, and for that, she will be honored before the game tonight to receive a game ball honoring her 3,000th career assist. And here's Taylor Lebo. She's just 14 digs away from reaching yet another milestone, 900 for her career. And as you know, she has set one or two along the way in her outstanding career. So we got volleyball front and center starting tonight over at UGym against Arkansas State. You know, with the Hoosier Classic starting today and running through the weekend, the IU women's tennis team, coached by the veteran Lynn Loring, will feature multiple home tournaments this fall before the dual match season starts in January, the Hoosier Classic taking place this weekend out on the IU varsity tennis courts. And here's Coach Lynn. Lynn Loring, his 40th year, his 846 wins and counting, the most ever by any coach in Division I women's tennis history, and the 2016-17 group, a couple of seniors, Paula Gutierrez and Kim Schmieder, as those two have been the anchors for success in the previous 3 years. And throughout the fall, we'll see the Hoosiers play in several tournaments. So the fall schedule is just a time to figure out how all of the new players will fit within the scheme. And Lynn will be using this to basically determine who the doubles pairings will be for dual matches coming up in the spring. So that's going on. Weather permitting, if they have to be forced indoors, they'll go indoors at the tennis center, but the action will be out on the varsity courts. Well, we have no football game for Coach Kevin's crew. They have the bye week, but the Big Ten will enter a week with a 21-6 overall mark against the rest of the best. Non-conference action, we still have 8 2-0 clubs, and Michigan State 1-0 coming off the bye, and they have a big one playing at Notre Dame on Saturday night. We have a couple of college headliners on the airwaves Saturday, anchored by fourth-ranked Ohio State playing at Oklahoma, who's 14th ranked. That'll be a 7:30 matchup in that one. Again, the Big Ten 21-6 against non-conference competition. Ron Helmer's men and women Harriers will be out. The Indiana Intercollegiates will be today over the IU cross-country course. And then on through the weekend, we talked with Amanda Janney the other night on Sports Talk at Yogi's, the Big Ten opener. Seventh-ranked Maryland coming up on Saturday. Then they move over to take on number 18 Delaware on Sunday afternoon. Todd Yeagley's Booters back in action after that strong 2-0 win over Michigan up in Ann Arbor on Wednesday night. The third-ranked Hoosiers now will return home to the Yeagley pitch at Armstrong to take on Northwestern Sunday at 2 o'clock. The Hoosiers now 4-0-2, 1-0-1 in the Big Ten. Last night, a toughie for the IU women of Amy Burberry. They lost the Big Ten opener to Northwestern 1-0, and they'll continue their road trip going over to Illinois and Champaign on Sunday afternoon. The Indiana women 3-5-1. Mike Mayer and the crew, they'll take out the sticks. A big weekend of activity over the tough Olympia Fields course up in the Chicagoland area. The Fighting Illini invite for the men throughout the weekend. That takes care of the IU beat. High school football tonight, North at Terre Haute North, Choctaw. Scott Bless at 7 o'clock. Fourth-ranked Bloomington South will play at Southport. Kickoff there will be at 7, and Edgewood looks for its first at South Putnam, also a 7 o'clock kick. We'll kick it from Carl Riddle Stadium at 7:30, and we'll be joined in progress with Bob Lovell. Indiana Sports Talk, week number 5, all of the scores and details. The big ticket item on the high school beat as we move through the weekend will be the Conference Indiana Tennis Championships. Of course, Ken Heidinger's Cougars have the top seed. They are the defending champs, competing along with Bloomington South. All of the activity will be at Perry Meridian and Southford on Saturday. We also have cross country with North and South running in the Flash Rock Invite. Edgewood's running down south in the Crawford County Invitational. And in volleyball, we have Bloomington North competing in the Lafayette Jeff Tournament on Saturday as Disney Brownenberg's crew won last night in 5 at Martinsville, and they will be looking for a couple of 3 wins this weekend as well.
And Joe, when we get back on Monday, we'll see if those North Cougars will be crowned repeat conference champions. Well, where are they playing the tennis? Can we get a weather? Hopefully that's... What do they do on that? Do they move it to Monday?
They'll postpone it. And, okay. I think some of the matches will, I don't know how bad the weather's going to be.
Yeah, we hope that we don't have to worry
about it. Southern Reaches of Marion County, they got 2 different sites there. They've run into this before.
And yeah,
of course, once a match is started, it has to stay outdoors. So,
you can't switch.
It'll be PPD probably.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. And obviously, big night in Terre Haute. I saw the radar, Joe. It looks like it moves through Terre Haute around 5 o'clock. Boom, it's gone. So we're hoping you have nothing to worry about when you get over there tonight. Bring home a winner. And if that's not enough, Jets won last night, beat Buffalo in Buffalo on the airways. Jets avoid an 0-2 start. Buffalo does not. We've got the Colts coming up, obviously, on Sunday, 3:30 pregame there. Cubbies are division champs for the first time since 2008. They didn't even win, but they got a little help from a former Red, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. Johnny Cueto with perfect, 9 innings last night. He wasn't perfect, gave up 2 runs, but he struck out 7, and the Giants beat the Redbirds. So that gave it to the Cubs.
And the Cubbies, that was no mystery. It was a mystery of when, not if, they were going to be division champions. Top 25 football from last night. You told us about the great doubleheader coming up tomorrow. Houston went into Cincinnati. Cincinnati had the better of this, Joe, for a long time, but the Cougars found their feet late, got a couple great defensive touchdowns. That quarterback, Greg Ward's pretty good.
Yeah, they could put points on the board, too, not only with his defense, but they put 40 on the Bearcats, beat them 40-16 last night.
And Houston's defense is good. Cincinnati had problems moving the football with all that. Have a safe trip over to Terre Haute. We'll hear you tonight. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. You and Dave Novak will have all the action from the kick at 7:30. Enjoy your bye on Saturday, and we'll hear it all about it Monday morning.
Sounds like a plan. Julie, have a great weekend. Lots to do.
There is. Thanks, Joe. You too.
Joe Smith, 7:45 and 8:45.